perfect law of liberty. An oxymoron that is a wonderful place to be. But whoso looks into the perfect law of liberty and continues therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed. James 1:25. Law indicates control. Liberty indicates freedom. How can law and liberty be combined? The law of the word of God is his proclamation over us. It is his promises which are yes and amen. Liberty is being free indeed, which happens to us through faith in Christ Jesus. Perfect implies that this law of liberty cannot be improved upon. It is the end game for each of us. So we see that God has decreed, made into law, our eternal state of freedom, liberty. Free and not using your liberty for a cloak of maliciousness, but as the servants of God. 1 Peter 2:16. Here Paul puts into perspective how we should operate in the perfect law of liberty. Maliciousness is an intent to harm. The only restriction to our liberty is that we do no harm. We're constrained by the love of God to do nothing maliciously. 2 Corinthians 5:14. So, if you've been set free by Christ Jesus, operate in the perfect law of liberty in love.